Hi, my name is Tony Thaxton. Like anyone else, I love a great album. But I also love those strange albums that might make you wonder how and why they even exist. But I'm not here to make fun of them. I'm here to celebrate them and tell their story. This is Bizarre Albums. Today's episode, The California Raisins from 1987.
Then he licked his bowl and he looked at me and did the wild thing on my leg. And he used to scratch and bite me before he was much, much meaner. But now all the poodles run to my house for the funky comadina. You know what I'm saying? I got every dog in my neighborhood breaking down my door. I got Spuds and Izzy, Alex from Strohs. They won't leave my dog alone with that Medina, pal.
In 1989, Tone Loc had the second ever platinum-selling rap single with Funky Cold Medina. By the way, he also had the first platinum rap single with Wild Thing. Funky Cold Medina tells the story of Tone Loc's experiences with a drink called, well, Funky Cold Medina, which is a potent aphrodisiac. He first tests it out on his dog, who ends up humping his leg, and then ends up attracting other neighborhood dogs to their house. Loc mentions two dogs both used in beer commercials in the 1980s, Spuds McKenzie, who was the mascot for Bud Light at the time, and Alex from Strohs. Alex was the precursor to Spuds McKenzie. In reality, Alex was Banjo, a golden retriever and Irish setter mix found by a trainer at an animal shelter. Alex first started appearing in Strohs commercials in 1984.
I'd sure like another Strohs.
No, wait.
Alex? Two cold Strohs. Where do you see this? Just open the refrigerator. Just open one bottle. Just open the other. Now he's pouring yours. Now he's pouring mine. Alex, you better be drinking your water.
From one beer lover to another, Strohs.
Alex became a bit of a celebrity. He would appear in parades, charity events, and TV shows like The Today Show and Good Morning America. The popular commercials were created by Seth Werner. Just 2 years after the start of the successful Strohs campaign, Werner had been approached by the California Raisin Advisory Board. They were looking for a way to make raisins appealing to customers. The market for raisins had been on a steady decline since the 1940s. After several failed attempts to boost business, Werner made a comment that they had tried everything but dancing raisins singing I Heard It Through the Grapevine. The soul classic made famous by Marvin Gaye in 1968 had recently seen a bit of a resurgence thanks to its use in the opening of the 1983 Lawrence Kasdan film The Big Chill. The song played as main characters hear about the death of a college friend and then travel to his funeral. The song appeared on the soundtrack as well, which would peak at number 17 on the Billboard 200 and went 6 times platinum. After Werner's pitch was approved by the agency and by the California Raisin Advisory Board, they needed a way to make these raisins dance and sing. To accomplish this, they approached Portland, Oregon's Will Vinton Studios. Will Vinton was known for his work in claymation, which is a form of stop-motion animation using clay. Vinton had already been working in claymation for over a decade at this point. He'd even won an Oscar for his short film Closed Mondays from 1974, and then was nominated for a second Oscar for his animation work in Disney's Return to Oz in 1985. Here's Vinton talking about claymation on CBS's 48 Hours in 1988.
The clay material, it's literally moved, so you can see the material move. You know, you can see the stuff kind of come to life in the way that, you know, a flesh comes to life. And you'll see the animators all the time using a mirror, looking at their own expressions, and often as not, the characters will take on a quality of the animator.
In 1986, around the same time as the California Raisins ads were being developed, Vinton was also responsible for bringing the Noid to life for Domino's Pizza. The Noid became the face of Domino's Pizza. He was intended to be the personification of customers who were annoyed by pizza companies who couldn't deliver in 30 minutes or less.
This is the Noid. He loves to ruin your pizza. If you've ever gotten cold pizza or squashed pizza or pizza that just wasn't ripe, the Noid did it. But at Domino's Pizza, we avoid the Noid. So when you want hot, delicious, quality pizza delivered in less than 30 minutes, Domino's Pizza delivers. One call does it all.
While the Noid campaign was a hit, the California Raisins would take Vinton and raisins to a new height. In a 2016 interview with foodandwine.com, Vinton said, quote, "The raisins really put us and Claymation on the map. People were afraid to personify food. There was this unwritten rule in advertising. You don't represent food as some sort of living and breathing thing. They shied away from it." End quote. He also spoke about trying to find the right look for the raisins, going on to say, quote, "A raisin is kind of an uninteresting form. It's a shriveled, dried, darkish thing. If you're not careful, it can look like a potato or a turd." End quote. Because of this, instead of using the typical brown color of a raisin, purple would be used instead. Being the color of grapes, purple seemed like the next logical choice. Instead of just using the Marvin Gaye recording of I Heard It Through the Grapevine, a new version was made for the commercial. To provide the singing voice for the spot, Buddy Miles was hired. Miles was a singer, composer, producer, and drummer. He had been the drummer for Jimi Hendrix's Band of Gypsies, which Hendrix formed after the breakup of his original band, the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Shooting one frame at a time for Claymation is a slow process. The first 30-second commercial took around 4 months to complete, and it finally made its TV debut in September of 1986.
California raisins from the California vineyards. Don't you know I heard it through the grapevine? Sounds great, doesn't it?
Shortly after the commercial started airing, sales of raisins went up 20%. This led to more commercials, and for the first time ever, there was massive merchandising off of characters from a commercial. One of the earliest and most successful pieces of California Raisins merchandise came in 1987, when Hardee's Restaurants offered four different California Raisins figures as a way to promote their cinnamon and raisin biscuits.
They're coming to a Hardee's near you, the stars of Hardee's Cinnamon and Raisin Biscuits. Any two Rise and Shine biscuits or any dessert, you can get a cool California raisin for only 99 cents. There's four in all, a new one each week. Don't you know that I through the grapevine? Get your California raisins at Hardee's. Another way we're out to win you over.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
The Raisins had become such a pop culture phenomenon that Priority Records, a relatively new label and distribution company started by three former KTEL executives, wanted to release some California Raisins albums. So in 1987, the California Raisins was released on Priority Records.
Raisins from California, nature's candy.
Quick footnote here, sometimes this album is referred to as the California Raisins Sing the Hit Songs. But on both the album's spine and its label, it refers to it just simply as the California Raisins, so that's what I'm going off of as the official title here. So, just throwing that out there. The album, of course, begins with the song they were known for, I Heard It Through the Grapevine. It was not only released as a single, but it even charted, peaking at number 84 on the Billboard Hot 100. Buddy Miles was back for the album to provide the vocals for most of the songs. Backing vocals were provided by Howard Smith, Leslie Smith, and Howard McCrary. Howard Smith has appeared on Bizarre albums multiple times already, having also sung on albums for Eddie Murphy and Mr. T. He's even recorded with Garth Brooks, though not on the Chris Gaines album. The backing vocalists can be heard on their version of the Bill Withers classic, Lean On Me. Though this version is much more reminiscent of the cover done by Club Nouveau that had also been released in 1987 and went to number one.
Times in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow.
We get two songs that are also movie titles in a row here, because up next is Stand By Me. The original 1961 version by Ben E. King became a top 10 hit twice, first peaking at number 4 in 1961, then going to number 9 when it was re-released on the soundtrack to the film of the same name. The song was written by King, along with legendary composers Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, who occasionally used the pseudonym Elmo Glick. This song, it was one of those times.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long.
You Can't Hurry Love is one of three songs on the album that was not sung by Buddy Miles. Here, the lead vocal is provided by Ellis Hall. Hall is sometimes referred to as the ambassador of soul. When this album was released, he was also the lead singer, guitarist, and keyboardist for Tower of Power. You Can't Hurry Love was also the B-side to the I Heard It Through the Grapevine single. What's interesting about this album is that it's all played straight. They're just mostly old Motown and R&B covers being performed by singing and dancing Raisins. They don't change the lyrics and jokes aren't added. It was heavily marketed toward children and it worked. I know as a kid this was my first introduction to many of these songs. Stepping away from the Motown R&B feel of the album so far, Side one closes with a cover of the Elvis Presley classic, Heartbreak Hotel.
Since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell. It was down the end of Lonely Street, that's Heartbreak Hotel. I get so lonely, baby, I get so lonely. I get so lonely, I could die.
We continue in a different direction as side two kicks off with La Bamba. La Bamba is actually an old Mexican folk song. It was made famous by Ritchie Valens' rock and roll version of the song in 1958. In 1987, a film about Valens' life was released, also called La Bamba.
Ritchie!
Los Lobos did the soundtrack to the film and took La Bamba to number one in the summer of 1987. For the California Raisins, this is another one sung by Ellis Hall. After covers of Respect and When a Man Loves a Woman, which was also released as a single, we have the album's lone original song, Sweet, Delicious, and Marvelous. The song was co-written by the album's producer, Ross Vanelli. Vanelli had seen early success in 1978 as the writer and co-producer of his brother Gino Vanelli's top 10 hit, I Just Wanna Stop. He also provided arrangements for this California Raisins album, alongside Ed Grenga, who also played keyboards on the album, in addition to being Vanelli's co-writer of Sweet, Delicious, and Marvelous. In 1988, the California Raisins would release another album titled Sweet, Delicious, and Marvelous, which didn't include the song Sweet, Delicious, and Marvelous. The album's closer is Money Money. The song had been a top 10 hit for Tommy James and the Shondells back in 1968. Then, in 1987, Billy Idol released a live version of the song, and that went to number one. The song that it kicked out of the top spot was Tiffany's cover of another Tommy James song, I Think We're Alone Now. The album was surprisingly a hit. It spent 36 weeks on the charts, peaking at number 60 on the Billboard 200. It even went platinum. Not bad for what was essentially a straight covers album performed by session musicians. It was released on vinyl, cassette, and CD. It's currently streaming on Spotify under the name The California Raisins Sing the Hit Songs. Raisin mania would continue after this album. There were lunchboxes, clothing, bedsheets, toys, video games, comic books, and multiple TV specials. There was even a California Raisins fan club. Three more albums would be released as well, including a Christmas album in 1988 entitled Christmas with the California Raisins. But that is for another time. Thank you for listening to Bizarre Albums. If you like the show, please subscribe and leave a review. It helps people find the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Bizarre Albums, and I'm at Tony Thaxton. You can also like Bizarre Albums on Facebook and visit bizarrealbums.com. And if you still want more Bizarre Albums in your life, sign up for weekly bonus episodes of Bizarre Singles and more at patreon.com/bizarrealbums. And as always, if you know of a Bizarre Album you'd like to hear featured, please tweet the show. I'd love to hear from you. You can even email me at bizarrealbums@gmail.com. My name is Tony Thaxton. and I'll see you next time on Bizarre Albums.